thoughts on, and everyone weigh in the comments, thoughts on Gypsy Rose getting released this week.
Free Gypsy, honestly.
Free Gypsy.
What up? It's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph. What up, huh? Hope everyone had a great Christmas.
Yeah, happy holidays.
We're about to have a new Happy New Year.
Yeah, and I know a lot of podcasts are off this week, but we are here.
We're here.
We ain't. We real N-I-G-G. Okay, maybe just me. But we are here. Like,
we're here. And I hope everyone appreciates that.
We go, not by choice. I'm joking. what up, Steph?
How are you?
I'm all right.
What did you do for Christmas?
Christmas thing.
We should have done the Santa hats.
Yes. What did you do for Christmas?
Just hung out.
Oh, okay. Well, what's on deck for the day? Today, we got... Did you see Saltburn?
I did see Saltburn, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, so the actor that plays Oliver Quick is addressing that nude scene.
Wink, 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 wink.
And a Brazilian model was arrested for walking around topless, and she was like, "Brazil, down with Brazil. I should be able to wear my titties out." I don't know.
Respect.
Oh, okay. But first, happy Thursday to everybody except Simone Biles' husband.
Canceled.
Because...
Hate.
So Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens, he got dragged recently because he sat down for an interview on the Pivot podcast, and he said, not only did he say he didn't know who Simone Biles was before they started dating, he had the nerve to say that he feels like the man is always the catch in a relationship. Like, check it out.
And then she messaged me on the app, like, hey, you know what I mean? And I'm, man, that's a, man, this gotta be fake. Like, I don't know. Just, I didn't know who she was at the time, but like, the first thing that I saw was that she just had a bunch of followers. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, she got to be good. If yeah. I promise you, I'm a real life story. When she won the Olympics, I was in college. And so
you was really the catch in...
I always say we the men the catch, man. I always say we the catch, man.
This just proves that we've come nowhere. It is almost 2024, and this is still what men are saying on podcasts. Publicly, they know they're being filmed and they're saying that.
We go, leave podcast mics in 2023, please.
To the men. I'm like, leave it to the women. Like, leave the men out of, you know, I will make an exception for you.
It does seem like a microphone gets in front of a dude's face and they just say dumb shit.
Imagine what he says when he's not on a podcast publicly.
That's a weird thing. Like, it's like, you don't have to.
You don't have to say that.
That's what I'm saying.
You really
don't. That's the most unnecessary thing in the world. You could have just said, like, if you say anything other than my wife is great and amazing.
Shut up.
Jail.
Like, I don't understand too, because when you watch this podcast, guys, if you watch the clip, like it's you don't have. Why are you saying that?
Why he volunteered? Why? That information.
He volunteered the information that no one wants.
Mr. Simone Biles, like, we didn't want.
In
this.
Fact, I didn't know who you were before this, and even after all of this publicity you've created for yourself, I still don't know who you are.
I was about
are.
To say, what's his name?
I still don't know your name.
Simone Biles.
And how embarrassing is that for you?
I just feel like. At some point, you gotta, like, if you know your significant other, whether you're a man or a female, whatever, like, if you know your significant other is the more successful person in the relationship, like, what's the...
Shut up.
Just shut up and sit down and eat your food and be happy that you're still there. Like, so Simone responded to the criticism. She tweeted, "Are y'all done yet?" And it's like, okay, sis, don't be mad at us. Be mad at your man. He said it. Like, we didn't say it.
I don't even know where to begin with this whole thing because it's like, she's also, like, I love her, but... Don't stick up for him.
Yeah, no, this is one of those situations where it's like...
That's who you married.
So Simone doubled down on her stance saying, y'all want me to be insecure so bad. And it's like, no, nah, but clearly your husband does. Because why not? Would he get on a podcast and say that? Like, he tried to knock it down a few notches.
Let me put it in perspective for you. This is the most publicity this man will ever have in his life.
In his entire life.
And I still don't know his name.
Mr. Simone Biles.
That's embarrassing for him.
Yeah, more with the story. I'm not really bothered by this. Like, I know a lot of people online were like, he's a mess. She should leave him. Like, I don't know if it's that serious. Like, let's relax. But I don't know why Mr. Simone Biles would get on Beyonce's internet. I know he was on the podcast, but the podcast was on Beyonce's internet and say anything other than that he loves his wife. She's amazing. She's the most talented person in the world. Like, big up your wife, homie. Like,
right.
We ain't never the prize. We stink. We lazy. Like, men don't got, we ain't got shit going on. What we got going on?
How many followers are you trying to get on Instagram right now?
I'm just saying, like, dudes, we never got nothing to offer. Like, who's this dude to be talking about?
I just think, especially when your wife is a literal Olympian. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
One of the greatest Olympians.
What is his job even? And I'm a journalist, so I should, like, I think he's in some sort of sports.
Some sort of athlete. He plays football.
Couldn't tell you what team.
All right, well, shout out to Simone Biles and Mr. Simone Biles. Get your shit together, bro.
Riley.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Okay. So, let's talk about penises. Steph?
The movie Saltburn. We know everyone's obsessed with this movie, and this might be the reason why. The main character from the movie, Oliver, Barry Keoghan, plays him, and he confirmed his nude scene from the film was all him. No prosthetic was used. Okay. For context, and get ready for a spoiler, I saw the movie this weekend.
Yes.
And in the movie, Oliver dances around the house at the end, and he bears it all. He's in the house naked, and fans were shocked that this is not a prosthetic, because when I tell you it's large.
I haven't gotten to the end of the movie yet. I'm only like halfway through.
Okay, well, when you get there, it's large, and it's shocking. Here's the interesting part, though. Barry confirmed that even though it took him 11 takes to, like, be comfortable and really get in his feels, because in the, like, in the shot, he's, like, dancing around, swinging it around, like, having a
just
good time.
Just full windmilling the penis.
Full time. He told Entertainment Weekly that apparently he asked the crew to retake the shot over and over again, and he wasn't comfortable at first on set, which I feel like is to note, because you think when you're an actor, like, you got it all figured out, but even actors don't want to be swinging it around.
I don't know if I believe this.
Really?
And I got crap for this in our morning meeting this morning because, like, I'm like, bruh, I just refuse to believe that. Why are there so many big white penises now? Like, since when do I... Did you see? I watched The White Lotus over Christmas break.
Uh-huh.
And I've never seen so many white penises in one show. And I'm like, is this an epidemic? Like, are the white guys coming up on our... Like, we need to be worried now because the white
it's like the Ozempic for men.
But it's just like, I don't want to believe. I refuse to believe that all these white men got these big dongs. Like, where y'all get these?
Are you thinking they're doing some sort of surgery?
No, I think it's all, I think it's a prosthetic. Like, I think he's lying about saying that, oh, that's me. Like, because you ain't, if it's if the reaction is good, you want to be like, oh, yeah, you know, that's me. But, like.
I think it started with the Pete Davidson thing, though. That's where I think, when I think about this, I think about that. Where he's like, Ariana Grande was like, he's huge.
So you think everybody now wants the, like, facade of, like, oh, I got a big joint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't believe, I just don't believe him in this whole situation. Like, I feel like he's...
I mean, I saw it, and I think it's...
Did it look real?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a prosthetic. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
If it was a prosthetic, then it's going to look real. So, yeah, he could lie if he wants. But then you would have to tell everyone on set, hey, guys, like, I'm going to go publicly with this, and you gotta pretend that this
true.
Is real. He wouldn't lie about that.
Have you seen The White Lotus, though?
So, here's the thing. I'm saving that for my next trip, because when I go abroad, I'm going to save it.
Okay, it is. There are a lot of penises in there, and
have
I don't
Sex
know.
Sex in the City?
No.
Sex in the City, full frontal, like you see it all.
What?
Yeah.
I just and like these things are huge.
I think you need to watch Sex in the City. That's what we're gonna do. Wild has homework this week, and it's Sex in the City. One up.
I mean, shout out to my boy. What's his name? Brian.
Barry.
Keoghan. Barry Keoghan. If Barry Keoghan is slinging like
so
that,
fine.
Shout out
He's
to you, bro.
So hot.
Just stay away from my girl.
And get this. He's working with Jacob Elordi in this movie, who is the classified hot guy in America right now. Well, globally. Why did I just say America?
Oh, are y'all past? Are y'all over Timothy Chalamet?
I'm not over it, but Jacob is hotter to me.
Oh, y'all love y'all some Timothy Chalamet.
No, Jacob Elordi is like, but this guy's
oh,
really
you
like.
You ain't gonna go see Wonka?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it don't do it for you?
He's not that hot. No, but this guy is like coming to the top. Like, he's kind of hotter than Jacob Elordi in this, which is crazy to say.
So what's the movie about, though? Give us, like, a synopsis. Don't spoil it.
Saltburn is centered around, like, an Oxford scholarship recipient. His name's Oliver. And he's taken in for the summer by his wealthy friend, you know, Jacob Elordi, named Felix Catton. And basically the movie is, like, really disturbing. It has, like, a lot of weird scenes. As you know, again, another spoiler, like, he drinks the bathtub water. of his friend to be like sexual.
I am not that far in the movie yet. I think I'm only like 20 minutes. Like,
and he pulls off this master grand plan to inherit his friend's wealth. Okay. And in the process.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Because I didn't even know that.
Well,
we go. That's the end of our spoilers, y'all.
I gave full.
And it gets darker and darker.
It's just a really fun, interesting movie. In fact, I didn't really want to go. I was like in one of those moods. And
wait,
then
y'all saw it in the movies?
I went to the movie theater twice this weekend.
This was in the movies?
I also saw the Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell one, if anyone wants a recommendation or like,
yeah, no
review.
One wants a recommendation for that, trust me.
You don't want to see it?
No.
Why? I love a rom-com.
Because I didn't think it was cute how Sydney Sweeney and, what's his
cheating.
Name?
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell, where they weren't cheating, but like kind of like leaning into the whole like, we might be together thing. Like,
if that was your wife, would you be okay with that?
Like the leaning in
yeah.
vibe?
Like, hey, babe, I'm coming home with a Millie. Like, I got to do this.
For a Millie, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
I take the photo. Come on. Get in a little closer.
Like, you know what I mean? You'd do it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, then what the fuck do you care about? That's what she's doing. Her, she's a fiance. So, like, she has a fiance.
Okay. Can we move on?
I guess.
Do you have anything else?
I just want to know what your gripe with that is. If it's like a real, this is my job, honey, I have to go to work. Like, why do you care?
Because like there's a difference between like doing your job at your job, i.e. on a set while you're filming the movie, and then doing the extra stuff on the press run. Like, come on. Is it the press run is a part of the job, obviously, but like you gotta be like comment flirty things on each other's Instagram.
Yeah, I'm trying or, to sell like, a movie. Hello.
Okay, well, all right. So there's a Brazilian model. Her name is Caroline Werner. She is blasting the country's legal system because she got arrested for walking her dogs with her titties out.
I can't.
So Caroline, she's 37 years old. Not that that matters, but she was put in handcuffs back in May after police stopped her because she was outside on a stroll with her dogs with no shirt. So she was completely topless. So I got to give this a little bit of context because it was in a town. I'm not going to try to pronounce the town name, but it's like a coastal city.
Okay.
So it's kind of beachy. The photos, we got photos of it, and you can see her. She's, like, right across the street from the beach line. Like, you know how even over here we got, like, the sand, and then we got, like, a little road, and then we, like, you know what I'm saying? It's super close to the beach. But Caroline got arrested, and not only did she get arrested, they charged her for this, and she might get up to anywhere from, like, 3 months to a year in jail
Shut
if she's
up.
Found guilty for walking around topless. Caroline says, unfortunately, in my country, that's where she's from, Brazil, even though the Constitution ensures gender equality, in practice, this does not happen. What should be natural for both genders ends up being denied to one of them in an arbitrary and repressive manner. So Caroline's argument is that there were literally dudes on the beach without a shirt on. And why are you staring at me like that?
I'm thinking.
And she feels like they're just being like sexist. Because like, if we have a no shirtless rule, then why are the men allowed to not wear shirts? That's what Caroline is saying about Brazil. What do you think, Steph?
I know this is crazy. Yeah. I've never really thought about it in the way of like, first of all, when you said jail for a year, dude,
that's,
my whole
person. That's insane,
that,
right?
My like, whole person. I went back, you know, how many years I've been alive. Like,
y'all gonna lock her up for this?
How are you gonna lock? So, because that's a great point she's making.
Mm-hmm.
Men are just out here, nipples out. At least she could feed a child with hers.
Okay.
Men are the ones that are making the, or, and women. The,
do you feel like it was inappropriate for her? And this is what I'm trying to, like, I'm grappling with in my own head. Is like, do I think it's inappropriate for her to be topless? Or do I think it was inappropriate for her to be topless in the situation she was in? Like, I think in the context of where she was, if you see the photos, the beach is right there.
No, I saw the photos.
Like, and I don't know what the laws are there, but like, come on.
I think when you said jail for a year.
You're still in the jail for a year part?
That's crazy.
Crazy, yep. So Caroline, you know, she's campaigning for her own self to not.
Maybe a fine, like a ticket.
Would you walk around topless if you could?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm on like a nude beach in Brazil, like what kind of beach? I need so much context.
Well, she was not technically at a nude beach that we know of. And like I said, she was in the beach area, but she wasn't even on the beach. She was.
Again, I don't think it deserves jail time of any sort, not even a day. I think she should have been fined, kind of like a ticket, like a jaywalking ticket, maybe.
Okay. I respect that.
I just don't, I think the jail, you threw me for a loop with the jail. Like, I really cannot fathom that being a criminal offense.
Well,
it is.
You better keep them titties covered because they will lock you up in Brazil.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I don't think about that when I think of like vacationing and like
no.
places that are super tropical. But whatever. All right, wait. This topic was not on my topic list, but
I actually have another topic that's not on our topic.
Okay,
so you can cut it.
Okay, let's talk about Ariana Grande, bro.
Okay.
Because Ariana, what the fuck is up? Like, photos emerged of Ariana and Ethan Slater. They are still going strong. So we saw the two of them. They were out in New York City at dinner with Ariana's dad. So like, this is like official.
Yeah, I just think with the move, this could be another Sydney Sweeney, Glenn Powell situation where they're trying to create press for this.
You think it's, I don't think so. I think they're really together, but honestly, this whole situation makes me sad.
Explain.
Because Ariana is going out bad. Like,
okay, well, first of all, on her Instagram, she's posting that she's going to make music soon. Like, she's making music currently. So that
what's she going to sing about? You can't sing Break Out With Your Boyfriend anymore because...
Sorry.
Okay, for the people that think I'm hating, here are a list of people that have accused Ariana Grande of stealing their boyfriends.
Number one,
Naya Rivera. Remember Naya Rivera dated Big Sean? Naya claimed in her 2016 memoir that like Ariana Grande, she walked in on Ariana Grande and Big Sean hanging out together in the house.
I'm so sorry he's doing this to you.
Allegedly. Okay, next, Cassie David. Do you know who Cassie David is?
Yes.
She is Pete Davidson's ex. So Cassie claims that like, okay, I got to be on Ariana's side a little bit because Cassie did admit that like her and Pete were broken up technically. But you know how you break up with somebody and it's like very early on.
Oh, I know.
And you like spin the block a little bit. You're like, hey, big head, like I miss you. Right. That's where Cassie's saying that they were at that point. But by the time she spun the block, Pete was like, nah, I'm living it up with Ariana. So not really a stillation, but definitely a swoop. Okay, last person, Lily J. AKA Ethan Slater's estranged wife or ex-wife.
Here's my thoughts. Where he fucked up and where she fucked up is once you throw the kids involved, this woman birthed his child. Now I'm mad.
I
could have just, not that the kid's not, so it's, oh my God, we're getting into like, but like, I could have started over with someone else.
It's kind of.
You could have just told me a year ago that
I was about to say the baby's what?
A year
old at this point. But Lily said the same thing. She goes, Ariana is the real story. She's not a girl's girl. Anytime a girl say that another girl is
They're
not
mad.
A girl's girl. And she goes, my family is just collateral damage.
It's not a good look.
I go, what you got now, Ariana?
Okay, it's not a good look. But, and you're right. I don't know what she's going to sing about. But I do think that she's got to be done with this soon.
Those situations were a little messy. So
but
maybe
don't
I
you
didn't.
Think she's got to, she can't marry this guy. Like, she's got to move on.
You think she's going to marry SpongeBob? You think so?
Write in the comment. Because how is she like, I would have been done with this the moment it went public. I would have been like, I was just having sex with you in secret. Like that was not like a.
Well, they are definitely a thing. And regardless of the situation around it, the optics just don't look good. You know how sometimes you know the truth, it's like the optics
though.
Just ain't looking sexy. Did you know he was going to be a munchkin in the Wicked movie?
I got to go. I can't. You can't be SpongeBob and a munchkin.
Like the least sexiest character in the whole movie.
No.
We represent the lollipop kids.
You can't be SpongeBob and a munchkin.
All right.
Both? No. Is that confirmed?
I'm pretty sure it's confirmed, yes.
No.
He needs to play like a rock star, like a wrestler, or like a basketball player or something.
He doesn't.
But like the Munchkin Man?
No.
The lollipop, the king of the lollipop kids?
That's where you're
losing. He ain't even the mayor of the Munchkin Town. I think he's just a
little. He's not the mayor? No.
I think he's just a little munchkin.
I have so many thoughts. I love Ariana Grande, but girl, like,
I do love
she's
Ariana.
Becoming yeah. hard to like, how do I?
We can't keep defending you every week on this podcast, Ariana.
We're just saying, I'm so windy.
We sing Ariana all the time, bruh. Well, can't sing it anymore.
Can't you go on Rye or something?
That's what I'm saying.
Are like, you could
thousands.
Date anyone. Like, there's so... If I was you...
You would...
Oh, my
go
God.
Say, you would not date SpongeBob?
I wouldn't.
Ah.
I would go for looks and looks only.
I do feel that, because honestly,
if you're
already
famous,
rich. Yep, already
yeah,
rich
if you're famous, like...
Because I don't need anything from you.
There's...
Except... Boing. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like...
And looks.
Yes. Maybe he got the...
I don't like making fun of people's looks either. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying if I was her.
Maybe he got that that big D.
Maybe this is the thing. We need to ask
you think
her
he got big D? Big D-E.
There's
B-D-E?
No way.
Is it given BDE?
First of all, you were on the train of white men having huge...
Well, I just was questioning where they all came from, but it's possible.
What if it's like a surgery, well, like Ozempic, like the women are doing, but the men are doing?
And we don't know about it. It's just the...
The bulge.
The white dudes. Well, Big Sean reportedly had a salong. We have talked about penises way too much on this episode. And so did Pete Davidson. So maybe she just do like a little rub check and then
See,
she
Pete
goes.
Pete Davidson makes Bing. Sense. Like he's hot.
All right.
I have another topic that's okay. Not on our little checklist that I just thought of.
Okay, go.
Thoughts on, and everyone weigh in the comments, thoughts on Gypsy Rose getting released this week.
Free Gypsy, honestly.
Free Gypsy. First of all, there's a trend on TikTok. We'll insert here.
Not a screaming and Free Gypsy.
People are standing her. Okay, they want her to go on Tana Mojo's podcast. They want her to go on Trish's podcast. They want her to like make her own like talk show with like Drew Barrymore. They want her to like really pop off when she gets out of jail. Thoughts?
If you don't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is, she is the young girl who was the victim of her mother who had Munchausen syndrome, and she was the like Munchausen by proxy in a sense. So the mother was essentially believing that the daughter was sick and she needed and required all this medical care, which turned out not to have been the case.
Right. And for context, she got put in jail for 10 years.
10 years?
Is it 10?
Yeah, it's 10. Free my girl.
10 years.
And
because she killed
I was about
mother.
To say, because she
I forgot to mention that. Maybe I should give us a little context. I'm so excited about her release. I forgot
and
to
And we
say
go,
she
murdered her
I
mother.
I go, innocent. Like,
oh my God.
Sorry, guys. She did murder her mom. But she told her boyfriend at the time to do it. So, like, but at that point, if your mom's making you be, like, her, she was fed with a feeding tube. She's not sick, for context. She's not sick.
Mm-hmm.
Fed with a feeding tube, in a wheelchair permanently. She can walk, is in a wheelchair. Let me repeat. And then also has to, like, not live a life, like, not have friends, not right. eat real food, not, like, have a life of any kind. So then she told her boyfriend online to murder her mom.
And the mom's gone. But Gypsy Rose is getting out of jail.
Moral of the story?
She gets out today. You're screaming. Gypsy is scheduled to get out of jail today.
Guys.
So, Gypsy, call us, sis. If you're watching, she ain't watching this. She just got out of jail. But, like.
Same energy as Anna Delvey.
Oh, are people championing for
yes.
Gypsy on TikTok?
On TikTok, everyone's saying it's kind of like Anna Delvey vibes. We're like, you want to hate her. She murdered her mom.
Yeah, but Anna,
but how do you?
I feel like Anna had a bad post-prison
right,
rollout.
Right, so this is a little bit better. I feel like we need a campaign for Gypsy. She needs to be sponsored by a brand, Chanel.
And murderers for Chanel. She's still this,
but murdered
listen,
someone. Listen, how is she supposed to get out of that?
Maybe
there was
police.
Other ways.
You go.
I'm sorry. I'm just. I feel so bad for this whole situation. I'm just excited for her release.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what she does after
Thank
this.
Thank you.
Like, because she can't live really a normal life. I mean, I'm sure she probably could move to
influencer.
Like, because how old is she? She 32.
Get ready with me. Get ready with me.
She's 32. She's like prime influencer. Like,
oh, I hope she doesn't go like the opposite route of like falling in love and like.
Or like getting married or like moving
kids
into like.
And being like, I just want to be living a regular life.
No.
I'll support you.
No.
But I want
nobody
you,
lives like that no more.
I want you to do get ready with me to talk shit about my mom.
Spilling the real tea. We go the real
what
tea.
What does she think about her documentary with Joey King? That's what
oh,
I want to know.
That's a good one.
Come on, verify.
Pitching us. Yes, Gypsy Rose, we are available if you want.
Isn't that crazy, though? She gets out. Anyway, excited for Gypsy Rose's future as an influencer. And if she decides to be a mom and live a quiet life, I also support her in that. Thank you.
Not you saying. Who are you saying thank you to?
Just Gypsy. I support you either way, but please be an influencer.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here, y'all. What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Oh, we talked about this off.
We're going to a party.
Maybe.
I'm going to a party. I am.
I might be going to a party, or I might be in the house, because I'm locked up. They won't let me out.
Okay,
let
goodbye.
Let me not say that. Okay. We will talk to y'all later. Be sure to like, rate.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Comment.
On all podcast platforms and on YouTube. And, of course, we'll see y'all next week.
I almost said toodaloo.
That's not. I was about to say something spicy, and you go, toodaloo.
TTFN.
What's that?
Watch out for now.
What? Bye. We'll see y'all later.